When you make party, dairy party, this is not called the big party. The big party when you make a meat party. This, I didn't see yet a big affair that they'll give you dairy. Big affair means meat. And correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You see, all the biggest weddings I never saw. Hey, tonight we're making in Waldorf Astoria, the meal is dairy. I didn't see that yet. It's known that the big party is meat. You, with an order to respect the Shabbat, and they say also it's a mitzvah to have fish. Why? When a person has a very big party, wait a minute, 7-course meal, they bring the entree, they bring the soup, they bring more and more. And the very, very usually the entree was fish, something according to their likeness. Some people liked white fish, some people like baked fish, some people like gefilte fish, some people like tuna fish, some people like that. Then our father's time, tuna fish? Who will eat tuna fish? Old fish? For what? They want fresh. There's nothing better than fresh. But people today, they got used to tuna fish. They wouldn't even taste fresh fish. Tuna fish is their food. Getting used to it. But really, nothing like fresh fish. But then, matter of what you got used to. But okay. They tell you, eat the fish you like. There's a mitzvah to eat fish. Ha'ochel dag, b'yom dag, nitzol mit dag. If you eat dag, fish, b'yom dag, dalit and gimel, how much is that? 7. That is the 7th day of the week, b'yom dag. Nitzol mit dag, dag abbreviation, din geina. You will not see geina. It's by respecting the Shabbat, the right respect, God told you, if they want Malachim, they come to speak, hey, this man is bad, has to go to Geinam. No. He respected the Shabbat, take him to Gan Eden. Imagine. That means Shomer Shabbat Gilchato, he will not see Geinam. They save him from Geinam to go to Gan Eden because he was Shomer Shabbat, properly respected the Shabbat. That means it shows you even the eating of fish is so important on Shabbat. Chol Sheken, the meat. Of course, the Gemara said on Yom Tov, holiday, it's a must eat meat. Why? The Torah said, V'samachta b'haggecha. And the Gemara said, En simcha, ela b'basar. But in Shabbat, it's not written the word V'samachta. That's why they didn't make it mitzvah in the Torah. But common sense, in order to respect the Shabbat, if you respect it, it's written, V'karat ala Shabbat oneg, V'kdosh Hashem mechubad. The holy day of Shabbat, respect it. Make it respected. Respect it, you have a guest, you respect him with a meat meal. When comes a very important guest to your house, you don't make the dairy meal, you make a meat meal.
So now if you have, say the holidays come out, Yom Tov, Wednesday night, Thursday night, then Friday night, you can have Shabbat, and you have the days.
I don't tell you eat every meal meat.
Yeah.
Eat one meal dairy, you want to eat meat.
No, because you said you have to have meat on it's Yom Tov.
So that's the proper way.
So the second day would probably be the better time to have the dairy on the second day, right?
That's right. I'll tell you, I divide it. There is the night meal, day meal. I used to eat in every meal meat when I was in good health long ago. Now already I don't eat meat any day of the week. I eat once a week on Shabbat. And I try. But when comes Shabbat and holidays, I divide it. Half of it comes dairy, half meat. In order not to have heavy meals, it's very hard for me to eat heavy meal. But if a person who can afford it, let me eat, if he can do it, that's up to the person. The idea is to show the respect for the Shabbat. As I said, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. This is the whole idea when we come to say Sa'adar Ve'id. Not everybody will be able to eat bread. And those who among Hasidim, the Shodar, we eat. I was in some place, they saw me not eating. Shema said, Rabbi, you don't eat Shodar, we eat? No, I can't. How come? Then, of course, I said, I wish I could, but I can't. I can't eat. And this is When I eat my meal on Shabbat lunchtime, I don't eat anything else till Sunday lunch. And I have a little vegetable Sunday lunch. I don't eat. But there is a party, that's already 11, almost lunch. I make it that my lunch there on the party. But something light. This is impossible. It depends on the health of a person. But properly, we're talking about person good health, that's what you should do. Tonight we spoke so much about elaborating about Sa'adah Rabbeinu to know what exactly the mitzvah of Sa'adah Rabbeinu. Now, I'll go further after we spoke, we covered the Shabbat from the Arab Shabbat. Of course, don't forget, as we said, there is a mitzvah for every Jew to read Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum. What is Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum? Parasha of the week. Every Jew must read it, every pasuk, twice, and the Targum. You remember, I used to do it in the classroom, in the school, Magen David. Every Friday, I think the whole block heard us, if you remember. And in order to train the children to know Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum, used to say one child says the pasuk, and we all say the pasuk over, and then he read the Targum, to let them get used to the reading of Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum. We did it, Baruch Hashem, was very, very nice with every class. Now, today, a person must know the time of reading Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum must be in the same week of the parasha. He shouldn't come and say, okay, Rabbi, I missed parasha two, three. I'll make four parashiyot in 1 week. I have 1 day off. I'll read. No. So one Rabbi thought he will leave all of them to Erev Kippur. 2 days, 3 days before Erev Kippur, he sat down to read all the parashiyot Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum. Came his rabbi and said, what are you doing? He said, I left Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum reading. I said, no, not good. Rabbi told him, you must read every week and the week of the parasha that they read in the shul. What do you read this week? Vayetzeh. That's Vayetzeh, you read Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum this week, which is begins the time Friday morning. See, many people won't do anything after the prayer of Shacharit, Friday morning, they sit down, they read Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum. That's the first thing they do before they go. They don't go anywhere. God bless him, Raymond Beda. He's still here. Friday, he wouldn't move from the place. That's enough. He prays, Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum, then he goes. He has a good system. He adapted exactly the way what the Jews are supposed to do. And they do Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum. We used to do in Magen David. I used to do it right with the Minyan. Finish the Minyan, so then we read the whole Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum, then we read Hafresa, and then we left. This is how we do. Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum begins Friday morning.
Then they say for person. Can begin from early in the week,
by the way? I said, according to the right way, proper way, Friday morning. If a person missed it Friday morning, he has time for the afternoon. Friday night. He missed it Friday night, he does it Saturday morning, till the time is till Tuesday. Now, what you said, some rabbis said, if you can't, then you do it from Sunday till Saturday. You start Sunday, if you can't even do it all, do one aliyah a day. The part divided into seven parts. It's okay, but better to finish the whole thing. The Gemara said, "La'olam yashlim adam parashiyotav amatzibur Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum." Forever, a person must be very careful to do it. Why? Say, a person who reads every week parasha Shinai Mekra v'Hatagum, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him long life, long and happy life. Imagine. If comes a person and will tell you a doctor will invent something in you that I can give you pills that make you live 10 years longer. Oh. You pay any amount of money, just to live longer. Today, a person gets sick, even if he's a very old man, he gets sick, he goes, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars, that he will be able to live a little longer. Who knows how much is that, a little longer. Here, there is assurance in the Gemara Zotin. Kol mashlim parashiyotam atzibum ma'arichin lo yamav mushnotav. They give him a happy life, that's Marichin Yamav, Mushnotav, and many years. And is there any better than that? They tell you, Orech Yamim, שנים, if a person reached Shalamat Adagam. Came Shulchan Aruch said, a person comes and tells you, I don't understand Shalamat Adagam. The idea of reading Shalamat Adagam, because through the Targum you understand the meaning of the Torah. I don't understand. Is it better for me to read Rashi? There's two opinions among the books about it. Some say, no. The Targum is a very important perush, such important that you must do it with the Targum. Some they say, since you don't understand, okay, do it with Rashi. Perush Rashi. But it's easier for a person to listen to the Targum than reading the whole Rashi on the Parasha and understand it. Becomes much more difficult. For a person who can understand Rashi, Shulchan Aruch said, Tov, the question I make about him, and no yachol. He will read Parasha Rashi. But he said it's better to read Shulchan Aruch, Hatagum, Maran and Shulchan Aruch. That means a person should try to read Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Hashem, on short days. It's easy. Comes Friday night, the night's very long. What do you have to do? But you should open the Chumash and read Shulchan Aruch, Hatagum. How long do you sleep? 14 hours. You don't sleep 14 hours.
No, 12 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah, 2 to 6.
What do you do with the rest of the hours? You reach an Amakab Hatagum.
Right.
Yeah. There's a law there. You will be able to reach Amakab Hatagum and Parasha Rashi. The whole thing. This is what a person should see to it. This part of the Kedushat, a Shabbat. That's what connected with the Shabbat. And this is a very important part of a Jewish life, when a person is wants to fulfill his duty as a Jew, to read every week Shulchan Aruch v'Hatagum. It's a very great mitzvah. A person should do it. Now, I covered, I think, most of the things that there is about the prayers, but there is now things of the negative. The Shabbat has two parts. There is Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshon, and there is Shamor, Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshon. You know, we say in Kabbalat Shabbat, Zachor v'Shamor b'dibur echad emor. What is that? Aseret HaDeverot is written twice in the Torah. One in Parashat Yitro, one in Parashat Vayetchanan. In Yitro, that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the people of Israel, Anochi Hashem Elokech, I told them Ten Commandments. Then in Vayetchanan, when Moshe was repeating the whole Torah to Israel, elaborating, explaining it, and there is, again, Aseret HaDeverot, the words of Moshe tells them, remember what Hashem said. And he added many more mitzvot that they didn't know before. Moshe explained to them. Now, when he repeated Aseret HaDeverot, there is a change in the wording. Hashem said, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshon. Moshe is saying, Shamor, Hashem said Shamor. Our Rav was asked, Hashem said Shamor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshon. Hashem said Zachor, what are you changing? He said, I mean, you say it's the same thing. What does it mean Zachor to Moshe? Remember to respect the Shabbat. Let's keep the Shabbat. What's the difference? No. Why would he change it? Must be there's something. Our Rabbi said, look, there is a difference when you say remember to do something. Remember, don't forget to do what I told you. When you say to the person, watch yourself not to do something wrong. Person comes, wait, watch, there's an obstacle over there. Watch yourself, watch your way, watch the step. That means, be careful, don't go. This is watch. Shamor means watch. Zachor, remember to do. Then say, Zachor is mitzvot ase. Shamor, mitzvot, not ase. From this alone, Zachor means mitzvot kiddush. You make the kiddush, that's mitzvot ase. Shamor, watch yourself not to do wrong what things that you are not supposed to do on Shabbat. What are the things that will? Kemal Rabba said, but what did Hashem say? Mitzvot Asim and Mitzvot Asim. Must be, Hashem said, both. Zachor and Shamor. If this is the page, there should be written, Zachor v'Shamor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshon, the first one, and same thing with the second one. Why Hashem, it's written Zachor, and by Moshe is written Shamor? He said, to tell you something different. When they heard Israel, Zachor v'Shamor, there was a miracle. They heard, you hear someone speaking, you can't hear him saying two words at once. Can a person say two words at once? Or you say Zachor, you say Shamor. You say one after another, but not them. Hashem said Zachor, Shamor, b'dibur echad. At once. And the thing that Israel heard, the new hearing, one speaking, saying the Zachor v'Shamor at once. That's a miracle for the one who hears and the one who says it. This is unbelievable to understand this, was Zachor v'Shamor b'dibur echad, it was said like one word. Why? Why would Hashem make this miracle? Say Zachor and Shamor, to show both equal. Because the person comes and says, listen, many people come and say, oh, he's a very rich man, very busy. What a business he has. Shema Israel, the business. He has department store, Macy's. He's the owner of Macy's. How can he stop from closing that store? And say, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. I'll go to shul, I'll make kiddush, and then I'll attend my business. Hey, wait a minute. Mitzvot Aseh is very important. Mitzvot Aseh, God knows, impossible for me. Comes the poor man, the opposite. So do the Mitzvot Aseh, make kiddush and that, and it's spending of money and that, he doesn't have. But Mitzvot Lot Aseh, he won't do it. He sits there and he doesn't do the things to violate the laws. No good. Both equal, both important. This is a Zachor v'Shamor, b'dibur echad, ne'emar. And we come and say there are mitzvot lo ta'asim. Come to tell us what are the mitzvot lo ta'asim. Rabbi said, look what there is in the Torah. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about Shabbat, about Mishkan, speaks about Shabbat. Why? Already he told us in Ten Commandments the Shabbat. Told us the Shabbat number of times in the Torah. Why do they have to repeat every time the building of the Mishkan, they say Shabbat? And Kitisa, Shamiru v'Nesayet HaShabbat, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him about the Mishkan. Then comes in Vayakel Moshe, Sheshet Yamin Te'aseh Melacha, Vezeh HaDavar Shetzvah Hashem La'asot, Kachom Etechem Teruma. He told them, bring the Mishkan. What's the connection? Our Rabbi said, a number of things. You want to build the Mishkan? I said, yes, of course, mitzvah, very big mitzvah. And you may think, I build the Mishkan on Shabbat though. So, yeah, be careful. Don't build on Shabbat. Shabbat is more important than a building of the Mishkan. Be very careful not to build on Shabbat. Then he said, why do you put the stress on that? He said, all what you do for the Mishkan, don't do it on Shabbat. He said, if you want to know what is the things I tell you not to do on Shabbat, what you do for the Mishkan. They came all rabbis, they tried to find out what was the things that they were doing on Shabbat. They had to plant. Why? They had to take things for Besamim, for Ketoret. And so on, they went on to Thomas. There became 39 avot melachot, 39. And they count one after another, one after another. Ahore, Azoreya, Ahoresh, Hakotzer, Ha'amer, Hadash, Azore, Haborer, Hatohen, Halash, Ha'ofe. 11 works there is till from the time you would plow and plant the wheat till you have it bred. There's 11 kind of works. And all of them, that they had to have bread in Beit HaMidrash, Lechem HaPanim, that they put on. What are the works of the Lechem? They tell us all these, called Avot Melachot. What means Avot Melachot? The major Melachot. That's principle, very, very important. And don't think this is all the Melachot, there is more. But the rest you learn that the consequence of this Melachot. For example, they turn around and tell you, don't plant on Shabbat. You say, okay, Rabbi, I won't plant, but I have a plant, I'm watering. Of course not. What's the idea of don't plant? No, they're not to make things grow on Shabbat. Same thing, when you water it, you're making it grow. That means the idea, don't do any act to make things grow. Therefore, that's called Toledah. We learned it from the Av Melacha. We learned it from the major Melacha, which is, don't plant. Same thing I say, don't water. There are so many things about Zoraya, which I will come to explain the Melachot of Shabbat. Here we are entering now something that will go deeper, that I'll come to talk to you more and more. What are the Melachot Shabbat? And will bring something new to you, will introduce you to a new world altogether. That there is so many things with the new things that there is. For example, we say now, I was mentioning Zoraya, let me take one example. Today there is things that they go by the sun. And there is a shade over here, blind, and you come, there is a plant, and you want to open the shade. But opening the shade will make the things go. Now what should I do? Am I allowed to open the shade or not? It's a big question in the books of today. With the new things, with the new things that move the plant, the question, can you move the plant?
Don't you? Can. Move plant.
I don't know. Is it a plant? Atzitz nakuv, atzitz sheno nakuv, and all. We'll go to, again, another discussion there. That's into the plant that connected with the God. This plant is not connected with God. It's already off the God. Well, what do you do? This is okay or not? And there are, that means many, many questions can be introduced and talk about to see what is the halakha today with all the new things that we have, greenhouse, with all the that's new things. Come people, they ask me many times, Rabbi, the watch has a battery. Can I walk with it or not? The battery, it goes, electricity. Can I go or not? Is there any questions? Then they come, they tell you, I go with glasses. Glasses, I walk the street. All of a sudden, they change colors. They, I don't know if you know, with those glasses today. Can I go with it? Can't I? What is it then? Rabbi, but so all this discussed already in the books of today. And there are certain things that are different of opinions. We have to give a decision. Whom should we follow? What do we think? And so on. And that is endless. The Shabbat is a new world by itself. Without that, what makes it most difficult today for people to describe that needs pictures about weaving. The weaving part, that is, weaving has number of things. Oveg, potseya, and so many things, the newel that they had, the machines of weaving, if a person doesn't see it, he can't understand this, what goes on over here. How the weaving is being done with the clothes, the thread that they put, the strings, how much it's called work, if you did it on Shabbat, not, and so on. Can we come also, listen, you can't wash clothes on Shabbat. Person comes and said, okay, Rabbi, of course, I'll wash clothes on Shabbat. Am I crazy to make a laundry on Shabbat? Nobody is going to do it. Okay, how about if you walked all of a sudden? Yeah, a waiter walked, why? He dropped something on your suit. Meaning that he takes a piece of handkerchief, takes the water, starts down. Isn't that washing? What's the difference if you wash the whole clothes, they washed part of it. Isn't that washing? People automatically, spontaneously, they don't realize right away. Is he going to go with the spot in front of people? Well, they will take the handkerchief, they'll take the water, wet it, and clean it. Question, is it melacha or not? Does he do? Isn't that washing clothes? And that's things like this, there are so many that a person, what they call Shomer Shabbat Kilchato, there's a person who is Shomer Shabbat. So I don't. I'm not talking about those that they put the peanuts or anything in their pockets and walk in the street and they're that and they go, that's what Sa'am or Shut Lashur, that's everybody knows that this Bominan is forbidden. Yeah.
About watering, what if you have a timer on your lawn and good automatically question. Goes off?
It's a good question. Originally, in Alachan Gemara said, you can open the water on Friday and let it go, even without the timer. And water, it watered by itself. But the question is, does it apply today or not? Here comes the question. You brought a question, let me show you how it is today hard. You are opening the faucet from before Shabbat. Let it go. It's watering the garden. I don't know, for 6 hours, 8 hours, you know, the way they do today. The sprinkles. Now, where is the water coming from? Connected to a faucet to the house. When you go to use the faucet and your sink in the house, you open it, weakens the water from going to there, to the garden. I don't know if you know that, because the current becomes much less. You close your sink, You're opening the water, making warm, stronger water. Today we're living in a different
well
time.
Water. What about water?
There we're talking that there is a water that comes from a certain pool or fountain that has nothing to do with the house. They tell you in the Gemara, open the water and let it water by itself. But today, it's being watered from the house. And you're opening and closing in the house, the faucet affecting what goes on over there. You are doing it yourself now. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
We can't already... Many things involved with it. I can't come and say an answer, oh, sure, what? You're doing it before Shabbat, do it. I read the Gemara, that's what the Gemara said. You can open before Shabbat and let it water by itself. But you know, the life that we lead today is a different thing. It's unbelievable that a person would never come to think about it. But they thought of everything today.
Okay.
The books, according to modern time, modern life that we lead, is there melacha or there isn't. Yeah.
If it was done properly, is there any marid ayin in it?
The what?
If it was done properly, what he's asking.
No.
Is there marid ayin in it?
No, there isn't.
No?
There isn't. Because since the halakha is mutar, why should you come and think one time that this one is doing it very soon? Think right there, that's the fault of the person.
So what do they think they have with building, they have marit ayin, they have...
Marit ayin, because what is the usually, opposite of the usual thing, that's marit ayin. But when you do something that it's not the opposite of the usual thing, why? Why should I think it's doing it very soon, better? But because sometimes we're affected very soon, that. This is the thing. Or if there is peritzut, peritzut ador, the parutz, then we say takana, that you shouldn't do it. Because come the peritzim and say, what do you want from me? He's doing it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The peritzut that there is that they do it in the wrong way.
If that's what I'm asking.
That depends on.
You can't see how he's doing it.
Then depend on the condition. That's what I said. If there is peritzut that the majority will do wrong, then better person, even if he's doing right, not to do it. Not because of my time,
yeah.
Because to discourage people not to do it, because you know people are doing it wrong.
Right.
This is there are a number of things involved. I can't say something definite. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, as I said, from now on I will start with the Hilchot Shabbat. I'll go every week with a different subject. One of the things, we cannot cover everything at once. أكيد والله من هذا على من أمين وإحنا من شامر سأقول لكم هذا كل سير بخار بارم زمان من سوشيال ميديا الله يحفظ وانسقى يغني الدعاء بيأدير